universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. There is a topic or an item that has come up again and again during the past couple weeks. And it's something that's kind of hard to get your hands around. And if you do, sometimes you want to let go. And what am I talking about? Well, I'll get to that in a second. It actually comes in several different forms. Well, I guess I will tell you. It's water. You get it? Water. Hard to get your hands around? Sorry. But water, it keeps coming up again and again. And, you know, when you stop and think about it, most of our body is water, 97% or something like that. And even in our world, 7/8 of the surface of the world is covered with water. I remember my pastor had a big poster on his back of his door that said, 7/8 of the water, 7/8 of the world is covered with water. Maybe God's trying to tell us something. And then there's a picture of a man with a fishing pole. And my pastor loved to go fishing. And water has several characteristics. I mean, you can find it in a vapor, in a liquid, or a solid. And in each one, there's a good and a bad. Here in winter, the vapor can be really good because it runs through the pipes and brings heat, steam heat. If you've ever been in a house with steam heat with the radiators, you hear them rattling, bang, 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 bang. But you know the steam is coming through and you can feel the heat and, oh, it feels so good. Steam helps run things, especially years ago. It ran many engines. But that was also part of the danger. If you have steam curl up and hit you, it burns. Oh, it burns almost worse than a fire. And I don't know why. There must be some physiological reason. On the other extreme, if water is a solid, again, you have a plus and a minus. In summer, you have ice cubes to cool down your refreshing drink. In winter, well, then ice is not so good. Right now, and we've been going through some ice storms, as you maybe have experienced, or the ground freezes up. We've had major water main breaks because the water is freezing in the water lines. That's here in St. Louis, and breaks all over the place. It's just astounding the power of water when it's frozen and what it can do. And then you have water as a liquid. Oh, a glass of water. It's so good. And actually, right now, with the flu going around, and I had the flu a couple weeks ago, and I know lots of other people who do, they say the best way to get rid of the flu is to prevent the flu. The best way to prevent the flu is to wash your hands once an hour, if not more. And what does water do when it runs over your hands? It actually washes away the germ. You can pick up a flu germ or any sort of sickness or virus on doorknobs or countertops or all different places. But the way you get it off your hands before it touches your eyes or mouth and then enters your body is by washing. And washing washes it away. Water, though, can be destructive, as in floods, major floods, and not only floods, but then that can drown a person. So a flood can race down a mountainside and take away houses, cars, people, but it also can overwhelm you. And we see that in the Old Testament. In fact, in the other podcast, Room 4216, we just finished talking about Noah. And the flood, and how the world was destroyed. People were drowned. God sent it. He sent it for a purpose to judge the world because they weren't following him. And so he wanted to start over with Noah, who had found favor simply because he was trusting in God. He had faith. And then from Noah came all the generations that we have now. And with that, God emphasized, trust in me. Well, you know, it came up again even in church on Sunday. Simple reading. It's from Mark chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "And Jesus came down from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan." Now, literally, the word baptize, it's a Greek word, baptizo, meaning to wash. Just like I talked about washing the viruses away from your hands, so baptizo, Jesus was washed. And it's washed for the remission of your sins, is usually what it says, for the repentance of your sins. It certainly brings back the picture of the flood and how in water, the old nature, the sinful nature, that which doesn't trust in God is drowned, just like all the people were. But, as in Noah's day, there were several, eight in all, who were saved in the ark, along with two of every kind of living, breathing animals, that we now have all the animals coming down from their descendants here today. And so water, again, not only drowned, but then lifted some up because Noah trusted that God was going to save him, and that's why he got in the ark. And so we trust in God that he will save us because we trust in Jesus and what he did on the cross. And so God will lift us up above. And so Jesus came into our world to die for our sins, yes. But the first thing he did was he was baptized. It made him part of the sinful world. And in some ways, it's like he dove into the waters. He dove into the muck and mire of our sin, and he became part of us. And yeah, he died. And that's what baptism does. And I'm not trying to pick on, I'm not trying to emphasize one belief over another. We all believe baptism, that it's important, and that God starts something here. He first drowns the old nature, and he promises to save us. That's what water and baptism can tell us all. And whether you can see or not, water is something you splash on your face and on your hands when you wash because of the flu, or when you take a shower, or when you do the dishes to wash off all of the food particles left after supper. And as you do all this washing, remember that's what God did to you, to your heart. Washed you clean so that you might have forgiveness. Remember that and thank God for the waters that give you salvation. Waters that wash away the virus of sin. The waters that, like a fresh drink, give us refreshment. Because in God's Word, we have the living water, the refreshing Word of God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you dove into our world and drowned. Thanks that you were baptized just as we are baptized. Thank you that you did so not for your sin, but for our sin. Thank you that you show us that you killed the old nature in death and brought to life the new person in us. As we rub and touch water every single day, remind us of how you rub and touch us with your love and mercy. In your name we ask it, Jesus. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.